You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, the FSA has been looking into the contributions of employers where it relates to pension funds on behalf of their employees, and there has been a growing trend of employers defaulting and not making these contributions, in growing so much so that we now sit north of 5 billion rand in contributions that have not been made by employers. The FSA has had enough. They are going to be taking action around this, and they're exploring what they can do to get those that haven't been paying to start paying. I'm joined on the line by Zarina Kamruddin, who is the head for fund governance and trustee conduct at the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, to take a look at this and see what's planned here. Good evening, Zarina. Thanks so much for taking the time. How did we get to 5 billion rand of unpaid contributions? How long has this been going on for?
So good evening to you and to the listeners, and thank you for affording the FSCA this platform. So the issue of mid-year contributions, it's not something that's happened overnight. As you can imagine, with, as you indicated, being north of 5 billion rand in mid-year contributions, this has been a long-standing problem. But I think what has happened with the two-part system implementation is that it's basically amplified and brought attention to this problem, because when members try to access, their savings component during the two-part implementation period, they weren't able to do so because they were either some of them had no funds or insufficient funds to access anything from their savings withdrawal component. So I think that has shone the spotlight, squarely on mid-year contributions. So it's long story short, it's a long-standing problem, but it's a problem that we are trying by all means to arrest as the FSCA, together with other social partners.
Zarina, do we know which businesses specifically have not been contributing? I mean, we know that the likes of the private security sector have been some of the culprits there. Other examples include municipalities. Do we have kind of a more detailed list of who's not contributing and how much each person is not contributing at this stage, or each organization, employer?
Well, I think we have a good breakdown because we do obtain information from the funds as to who is not paying. So as you rightly point out, the private security sector, that's one of the main culprits of non-compliant, employers. Then you have the hairdressing, beauty and skincare industry, that's another. And bargaining council, I'd say employers who participate in bargaining council funds in general, that's a big problem as well. So whether it's building, metal, transport, contract cleaning, electrical, furniture, etc., we see this trend in bargaining council / sectoral funds. So that's one of the big problems. And as you rightly indicated, you also have the municipalities, the municipal funds, where the municipalities have not been paying over the contributions that they ought to have been paying over. So we have quite a good idea of who the main culprits are, in respect of the non-payment of contributions.
Zarina, what is the FSCA looking to do here? What options are you looking to explore? Because I think what some people might be missing here is that according to the Pension Funds Act, it is actually a criminal offence not to pay these contributions. So this is not a misdemeanor. This is a very serious thing that I'd imagine you and other stakeholders involved here, such as the Pension Funds Adjudicator, would be looking at quite seriously. What kind of options are you exploring here from an accountability perspective?
Well, that's a very good question. So we're looking at various aspects. So one of it is we're engaging the National Prosecuting Authority. We have engaged them, during the course of last year, and we are going to continue with those discussions with the NPA, because, of course, I think a strong signal will be sent out if we see people in orange overalls, which, even though that's obviously not ideal for anyone, but, if you are not keen to bring your part, and as you rightly point out, it's a statutory crime. It's also a common law crime of theft. if you deduct contributions as an employer and you don't pay it over, a strong message needs to go out. So there has been some cases that have been quite successful already. If you look at Kai Harib, you know, in respect of that municipality, there's been arrest effective there, as well as I think it's in the Nosterberg municipality and Kamisberg municipalities as well in the Northern Cape. So we'd like to see more of that happening so that, you know, the non-compliant employers are dealt with as they ought to be dealt with, very severely. And fortunately, we also have recent cases that were just handed down, in fact, a couple of days ago. So you have the Municipal Workers' Retirement Fund case that was handed down on the 17th of January by the Bloemfontein High Court. It's MWRF versus Mafube Local Municipality, where the court there held, you know, the municipal managers, executive mayor, etc., personally liable. And they also referred the matter to the NPA, or the Director of Public Prosecutions in Bloemfontein, to investigate the matters and obviously to take criminal action as well. So those are one of you know, the avenues that we are exploring quite vociferously. The other thing is, of course, is to engage boards, you know, to say, you know, what about considering making these paid up for the period or suspending contributions for the period, obviously with the relevant stakeholders being engaged, until you get into a state of compliance, but still continue paying your risk benefits and your admin costs, for example. So those are some of the things that we're looking at. Enforceable undertakings, which worked quite well, as you may know, with the ANC Staff Provident Fund, you know, where there was an enforceable undertaking between the fund as well as the employer and the FSCA. And that has worked quite successfully because, you know, the ANC has been making their contributions to in terms of the enforceable undertaking. So there are various avenues that we're exploring to address this problem of arrear contributions.
Zarina, what of the role of the pension fund administrators? I know those are regulated by the FSCA. Is there some room there to say that some of the responsibility or some obligation kind of sits there? Because from that perspective, you could quite easily deal with non-compliant administrators, if any. But obviously, we understand that some of the administrators can only really do their jobs when the end contributor actually makes their contributions. But is there something that we can do from a pension fund administrator point of view?
Well, the primary duty and the fiduciary duty actually lies with the trustees of the fund. So in other words, with the board of the fund. So with administrators, that is actually the duty of, or administration. It's in fact the duty of the board as well, but they outsource that duty. So the primary responsibility really resides with the boards of funds. But if they, for example, outsource as a function to say, you know, write to the non-compliant employers to find out who the managing director is or the director is responsible for the management of the financial affairs, you know, of the employer, etc. I mean, those are the types of things that they can do. But ultimately, the responsibility resides with boards of the fund. And they, you know, even though it's a delegated function, they can't abdicate that responsibility. So, as I said, duties may be, I suppose, delegated as well to the administrator to say, right to the non-compliant employers, but ultimately the board owes that fiduciary duty to the member to take the necessary steps to ensure that arrear contributions and contributions are paid.
Contributions need to be paid. People's pensions and livelihoods depend on it, and the FSCA will make sure that they do what they can to bring those that are not contributing to book. We'll leave the conversation there, Zarina. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. That's Zarina Kamruddin, who is the head for finance, for fund governance and trustee conduct at the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, on the unpaid pension contributions by employers.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.